So, my name is Guylaine Raybin, or Guylaine Richard Rabin, and I'm got married to Robert Raybin. I'm from France. I was born in Lyon, the big city, which wants to be the second largest city in France. So I grew up in a big city. I would spend the summertime at my grandparents' estate and big land and farm, and so I've learned to enjoy country farming and animals and horses from my grandparents. Oh, I like to follow my grandfather in the woods and harvesting fruit in the garden and in the fields. There were peach trees and apple trees, and so nuts, walnuts. Well, I went to school in the big city, and it was only for girl at my age. And well, you just had to follow and obey. And I was a little shy girl, so I just kept my mouth closed, studying science and biology and things like that. Yeah. Biology, I wanted to be a veterinarian, but I went to school and to get a degree in biology. My husband, we met in a kibbutz in Israel, and the kibbutz is, well, just like a co-housing. What's going on in a co-housing? A kibbutz is a community, space where people work together, do the meals together, and are protected. So they started in Israel in the early 1900 when the Jewish immigrants came back from Russia and Central Europe, where they had these kinds of community, and they started building those in Israel for safety. Well, I got the horse genes from my grandfather. My grandfather, who lived in the big estate, had horses, and 100 years ago, he would select young horses to train them for the equestrian team. I did not start riding until I was 13, actually. Horseback riding back then was not for women. And so I started riding quite late, and it's my uncle, actually, who sponsored me the first year of riding lessons. The first horse was in the 80s, she was a mare, a quarter horse mare, who had never been trained. And I was working at a stable at that time, and I purchased her. And we did some shows. She liked to jump. We have two cats left. We lived for a number of years in a cat nursing home. So eventually they do pass away. Our last oldest cat, who was 22 almost, passed away at the end of March here. And we were together for that. And so I appreciated that. And we have two cats now. Yoga. Well, actually, it's when I was in the kibbutz. The first time, there was someone who was practicing yoga outside there from time to time. And occasionally I joined in because I was curious about it. I had heard about it, but did not know much about it. So that was my first connection. And then when we lived in Norman, I met some people I was doing horseback riding with and who were also involved in a yoga practice group in a church in Norman. Well, we've always been interested to be in a co-housing. We for many years we thought we would go back to Israel, to the kibbutz. We revisited a few times, but Bob got kind of attached to his jobs here, and I had a horse, and so it's a difficult move to go back to Israel. And we visited lots of co-housing, like in Colorado, in Arizona, in Canada. So we've always been interested.